Which I am. I'm gonna have.
Yes. What's the name of that YouTube, like, chill music that you listen to? Something.
It's in the handbook. You don't read the handbook.
Lazy Cow or something like that.
Yeah. What was it? I forget what it's called.
I saw an article on them the other day.
Oh yeah, something. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. What did it?
Yeah, something cow.
Used to be called Chilled Cow. Yeah.
Okay, Chilled Cow, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to This Week in Pubathon, Episode 9. Just the points. And this week we will go over how folks did in the prior week, and once again, we'll end it with deep dive back into SNPs, DNA methylation, how to deal with it, and what it all means. Enjoy.
I'll go first because I have a phone call here with Carolyn Friedman in half an hour, so I'm going to...
Gotcha. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to jet. So yeah, I did two of my three, which are to review the README files and check out the files of the repo and see which ones are needed, not needed, that sort of thing. So I did that, and I mostly read through the paper. So I'm giving myself 9 to 10. As far as goal for next week, I guess read the paper entirely, all the way. Maybe a couple times, make sure I can follow things and see what how things are going. But I wasn't sure how much revision was going to happen. I know Stephen mentioned last week that he had written up some stuff, and then figures changed, and so his what he had written up was no longer useful. So, but regardless, I'll read it.
It was good practice for me.
Okay, yeah, that's all I have.
All right, good deal. Otherwise, we'll just follow down the list that Laura compiled for us last week. Grace, write more in the discussion.
Mm-hmm. I did. So, 10 points.
10 points, all right. Mac, I think she does every other week. She said, meet with Lauren to confirm methods. Yes, I think she did that. Review Monocle workflow in R. I'm not sure about that. Catherine, update methods on newish analyses.
Yeah, I did some of that. And instead of writing a paragraph for the discussion, I actually started formatting our results because the journal that we picked is one of those where it's like intro, and then results with methods kind of sprinkled in. So I actually put some time into that, which sort of helped me find like what methods need to be updated a bit. So yeah, I can now or whenever sort of show the headings that I came up with and see what people think.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll give myself an 8.
All right. Yeah, when we go back through it, we'll look at that maybe.
Cool.
Focus energy on Oli and Jen and Eppingen paper. I think I put some words down. Yeah.
Did you write that intro stuff that was added?
Yeah, is that all right?
Yeah, I read it, and actually our results have changed a lot. And so I don't think any of it is going to be able to be kept.
What, my intro?
No, I'm just kidding. It looked really great.
It wasn't really great. It was they were words. Let's just say that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Examine Rhonus bisulfite. Nope. Get Max new oyster data through Sea Urchin. Nope. But I was working on that this morning. But this genome thing hurts me. I give myself a 5. By the way, Max. I don't know. Max did a great talk. Everybody loved that at NSA. Yesterday, she gave the last talk in kind of the functional genetics, and it was, I'm biased, but it was by far one of the more interesting ones in terms of the hardcore molecular stuff. She had some good questions too in the Q&A. Sam already did it. We got Aiden. I think Aiden put his in the chat. Can we cross-reference that? He gave himself an 8. He's got some plans. Okay, Aiden. Laura. Rough draft outline of QuantSeq results section.
Yeah, I only did one of those things this week. I'm going to give myself a 4.
Okay. Shelley, you had a couple under the coral paper and a couple under the gooey duck paper.
Mm-hmm. So I revamped the abstract. I really just changed like 2 sentences to like make it sound more in line with the paper, and then, or in, yeah, with the journal, and then submission date, I don't know, I'm suggesting Monday. So I'm waiting to see what Holly says. I'm wondering if everything looks fine, if it would be okay to just submit it, if she'd be okay with us just submitting it.
Well, what are we waiting on?
Nothing. I think, I mean, if we want to, I just started like going through the cover letter and, you know, like changing it from genome biology to molecular ecology resources. And I think I kind of want to refocus it a little bit around a couple like major points of the journal. So it's very obvious that it belongs there. And then that's it. But that's like such minimal stuff. I think I've already gone through and done a lot of reformatting. So I think if someone can go through and just double check the formatting, I think that's really what needs to be done there.
I can do that later today.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I, like, if you want to give the cover letter a look, I should have changes done in the cover letter by then, by the afternoon.
Okay. All right. You just want to put something on the calendar to submit it next week then?
Yes, okay. I will do that.
While I'm thinking about it, let's ping Mac and see if she's cool. We can put it in bioarchive too, if we get her approval.
Oh yeah, to see like what the status is of the
NOAA review.
NOAA review.
Yeah, so I just asked her that. So sweet. We'll see what she said.
Okay. And then, so that will be cool. Hopefully, okay, that could be the goal next week, is submit Coral paper. I guess we're not talking about that. So I'll talk about the progress on the GUI Duck paper. I did not do those things, but.
Well, we spent
time on it
yesterday trying to figure out the results. So, I mean, we're in a better place.
Yes.
What is the comparative genomics results?
Well, yeah, that's like the, I guess we kind of had talked about like making that not like a main focus. We just wanted to include it. I mean, maybe it's done, but I'll show you like this. Are you seeing everything?
Yeah. I mean, the problem is now there's all these new genomes. So every week we wait, we have to redo this.
Right. This guy. I think it's okay. I feel like this is fine, but this is all the comparative genome. Yeah. This is the entire section. Yeah.
That's
it's literally great. Two sentences.
That's so great.
That's all we need to say about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a genome paper. It's a methylation paper. We just throw it in genome in there.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Great. So then that's
The hardest, the hardest part is the results and discussion that we talked about yesterday.
The
DMD stuff.
Okay.
We've got to be able to make sense of that. Theory that can be done, and just have to sit down and cross-reference Holly's stuff and just be done with it, because this is
taking too long.
Taking too long.
So, okay. So then it is, that's done. No, it's not done. Okay. I think I'd give myself 7.
All right. We got Matt. Matt had 2, analyzed bisulfite, or Bismarck, and write paper intro. Bismarck must be done, because I was on mock today and nobody's running anything on mock. So everybody's must have everything done, right?
Yeah, the Bismarck is finished. Now I need to use methyl kit. So I was looking through the methods this week, but I didn't get to actually analyzing any of it. But I did get some words down in the intro. So I give myself
But you did analyzed the Bismarck. Oh, you wanted to analyze you'd already done the Bismarck last week. Mm-hmm. And you were analyzing the Bismarck this week. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I talked about a little. I think you weren't there on lab meeting this week. I was getting people's opinions about what the next steps forward were, and I need to look and try and calculate the total, like, methylation of the different samples we have for the different outputs. So I've got the BAM and the BI files, BAM.BI files, and I was able to open them in IGV just fine. I'm just now looking to how to analyze and sort of count. So yeah, I'm looking. I'm just trying to figure out the next steps forward, and I didn't have enough time to sort of figure out what the next steps are.
So you are using the Roslyn genome with the mitochondrial attached? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is this not good? No.
No, I think that's right. I mean, I think that's what I guess we should all be using the same thing. And I think that makes the most sense. Yeah. It's just going to be a pain to downstream. I mean, I don't know. I'll spend some more time on it today. But like, for example, Yamini, like when you do your features and you map them to genes or exons and introns, we can't just use the Roslyn pre-made GFS because they don't have the mitochondria. So basically we just have to remake everything, which just seems so silly. Well, no, because we don't have to, or we can ignore the mitochondria because there should be no methylation or methylation differences in the mitochondria. But that seems a little hacky too. Have you thought that far ahead?
A little bit. I think I'm going to first check and see if there are any methylation differences in the mitochondria. And then based on that, try to figure out what to do with features. We have to generate a new transposable element track anyways, because I don't think we have one for the Roslyn genome. So I think that's definitely going to be... There's some stuff that needs to be done with that genome.
Yeah. But maybe that's what I'm doing today. I mean, there's a lot that NTBI did with it. And I think they might have done the TEs. You would think they would have, given their pipeline. And so there's two annotations for that. So the Roslyn folks did their own annotation and then NTBI did an annotation. Right now we're basically going on the NTBI or RefSeq annotation, but yeah, we should probably make sense of that earlier rather than later. So that's what I'll probably do today. Maybe we can look at that at Science Hour too. Especially since the paper came out. Yeah. But you shouldn't have any differences in the mitochondria because there shouldn't be any methylation in the mitochondria. If there is, then there could be a technical issue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that goes to you. Then I think we're to you, Yamini. How are you on your goals?
My goal were no goals because I was on vacation this week.
Did you complete vacation successfully?
I did complete vacation successfully, correct. But I can start with the goals for this coming week.
Yeah, we'll start back up the list and you want to talk about what you're going to be working on this next week. And if folks want to show anything, ask any questions, get feedback on stuff, what they're working on, this would be the time for that too.
Yeah. So I think this week my Manchester alignment job just finished to the new Roslyn genome. So I'm going to pipe that through MethylKit. I don't know what's going on with my MethylKit job. I haven't checked it in weeks. R is still mad and running. So I think I'm just going to run all MethylKit stuff on Mox. So I'll probably get some scripts ready for that for the two data sets that I have. My code works. It's just angry because it's a large data set. And then let's see, what else am I going to do?
But in theory, Mox would work if your code works.
Yes. In theory, the code works. So Mox should work.
Okay.
I think there's just like one or two more commands. I might just like quickly try to make sure they start running and then just try and set up some R scripts on Mox for MethylKit. And so that's what I'll do there. I started playing around with BSNipper before I left. Then I had some questions. And I think Catherine posted something about SNP calling parameters that I'll check out. But basically my plan is to use BSNipper on each file. And if there's any SNP call, to remove that from downstream analysis. So I would need to complete that and then remove those from any like MethylKit consideration. Like that data shouldn't be inputted into MethylKit. So I'll figure out how to do that.
You're saying if you find a SNP at a CG, then you would throw it out, right? But that's what you're talking about, right? Okay.
Yep. So we'll do that first, then run MethylKit on Mox. And then, so those are two goals. And then I really need to write this Manchester paper. So I have to put some words down on there and then update the Hawaii paper too. So yeah, we're going to do some writing as well, but I think that's the plan for the week.
So I think we talked a little bit about BSNipper last week when you weren't here. Is that right? What is this week? Yeah. And I think when Mac was here, and one of the things we talked about is if in one individual, like your homozygous for A, and then another individual, your homozygous for C, that wouldn't be identified as a SNP. If you're just looking at like each individual separately. And I think I said in that chat, like, oh, you can just combine the VCF files, but that wouldn't work either because the VCFs are just the variant sites. And so like, if you want to remove snips across all your samples. I think Max said that she had like the stuff she put up, she had done that. Is that right?
Yeah, the way I, here, I can find the GitHub discussion. The way I interpreted Max's comment was that she ran her, yeah, okay, so she says, copy link. She ran her samples one at a time and merged the CT snip files afterwards. So if a locus was called a snip in any sample, it was removed from further analysis. And so that's what I was planning on doing. I guess, Catherine, are you suggesting that I should like also merge some files and get some like merged snips and then remove those as well?
I guess I don't know like how important it is to remove these snips. Like if the concern is if it's a site that's variable between individuals, then, and you need to remove those, then yeah, I don't think just running it will give you that information.
Why not just we'll run the methyl kit and then after the fact, once you identify useful loci, then go back and determine if it was, if they were caused by potential SNPs instead of pulling them out.
Yeah, I could do that. I'm trying to figure out if having that data in methyl kit to begin with is like changing the way the model's running.
Oh, okay.
So I don't want to like influence it with data that like shouldn't really be there.
Well, I don't want to say it shouldn't really be there because it's still differentially methylated. It's just a different reason why it's differentially methylated.
Okay. Yeah, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I feel like that was sort of a value in our paper is like we found these things that are different and some of them don't have SNPs and some of them do.
Okay.
It's just like, that's cool. Like we... you know, maybe the fact that there's a SNP at the site is contributing to it looking different. And that is still like real, like those methylation differences are still real, but they, in this case, might be due to like SNP differences.
Yeah. They could have function, still have functional consequences.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll do that then. So I'll run methylkit first. And then while it's running on MOX, play it on BS number. And then so I guess returning back to the one sample versus like all the samples question, right? Like I'm leaning towards just doing both, but I guess, I don't know.
Yeah. Let me look really, really fast at the script that she provided. And so it makes, I guess I just don't know for sure what it outputs. If it outputs something that has like your genotype at all sites, and you can combine that information, then it's okay. Then it will tell you like, this is a SNP, like taking all individuals into account.
I think the output is a VCF file that does something and I can look that up real quick and see.
Yeah, so a VCF file for each individual would only have variable sites within that individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if there's, like
just to bring it a little bit closer, Yamini. So if one was homozygous for A and another pop was homozygous for T, you wouldn't get that data unless you looked at them together.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I can poke around too. There must be some way, like if BS Snipper exists to find SNPs, you think they would have thought about the fact that you might have homozygous in two different individuals and that's still a SNP. And so maybe there's
so via Semper, you can only run one sample in at a time, or you have to merge all your samples and then add and then run it. Like there's no option to be like, here are my multiple SNP file or multiple files. I tried and it does not work. But I think there's like a intermediate output file where it like outputs all these like SNP candidates. Mm. And I don't really understand how that differs from the final SNP output file. So those are the two output files that I would get from BSNipper.
Okay. Yeah, I'll like look. I just found the paper for it and I'll look at it a little bit. Because what I'm wondering is if, there's some intermediate way to combine them, or if they want you to just put all of your BS reads together and say, and like maybe that would also work.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't know which individual has which SNP. But you would be able to say like this site has this allele frequency across my samples, which would still, I think, be informative for looking downstream.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that would be great. I barely understand what SNPs are, so anyone else who knows more than I do would be a great help.
Single nucleotide polymorphisms.
That's about all I got. Yeah. That is the extent of my knowledge with SNPs. Cool. And then I guess my last goal will be to help with reformatting or review the coral paper reformatting and make sure it's all good to go for submission.
So in terms of paper, just a big 30,000 foot papers in the work you've got.
Yeah, I have the Haas data and the Manchester data, both of which are doing very similar things because there's OA and methylation, but the Haas data also has the ploidy element to it.
Okay.
And I think probably leaning on the Haas data for whatever June 3rd seminar I will cobble together.
Okay. But you're further along on the Haas data, right? Or are you about the same place or both?
I'm about the same place because I've been using the Manchester data to test things for the Haas data because it's an 8-sample data set versus a 24-sample data set.
Well, thanks, everybody. Good job this week. I'll get the scores entered. I'll first let the committee review them and make sure they're accurate. And I'll see you all next week and see some of you a little later in Science Hour. Take care.